The companions left the chamber of Meshachal, Goldmoon coming last. She gently touched the statue of the goddess with her hand as she passed, whispering a silent prayer. Tass led the way, skipping merrily as Topknot bouncing behind him. He was going to see a revived dragon. The Kender couldn't imagine anything more exciting. Following Kerriman's directions, they headed east, passing through two more sets of golden double doors, and came to a large circular room. A tall, slime-coated pedestal stood in the center. So tall, not even Riverwind could see what, if anything, was on it. Tass stood beneath it, staring up at it wistfully. "I tried to climb it last night," he said, "but it was too slippery. I wonder what's up there."
"Well, whatever it is, we'll have to stay forever beyond the reach of Kenders," Tanis snapped irritably.
He walked over to investigate the staircase that spiraled down into the darkness. The stairs were broken and covered with rotting plants and fungus.
"The paths of the dead,"
Raceland said suddenly.
"What?"
Tanis started.
"The paths of the dead,"
the mage repeated.
"That's what this staircase is called."
"How in the name of Rorix do you know that?"
Flint growled.
"I have read something of the city,"
Raceland replied in his whispering voice.
"This is the first we've heard of it,"
Sturm said coldly.
"What else do you know you haven't told us?"
"A great many things, knight,"
Raceland returned, scowling.
"While you and my brother played with wooden swords, I spent my time in study."
"Yes, study of that which is dark and mysterious," the knight sneered.
"What really happened in the Towers of High Sorcery, Raceland? You didn't gain these wonderful powers of yours without giving something in return. What did you sacrifice in that tower? Your health or your soul?"
"I was with my brother in the tower,"
Kerriman said, the warrior's normally cheerful face now haggard.
"I saw him battle powerful mages and wizards with only a few simple spells. He defeated them, though they shattered his body. I carried him dying from that terrible place, and I..."
The big man hesitated. Raceland stepped forward quickly and placed his cold, thin hand on his twin's arm.
"Be careful what you say," he hissed.
Kerriman drew a ragged breath and swallowed.
"I know what he sacrificed,"
the warrior said in a husky voice. Then he lifted his head proudly.
"We are forbidden to speak of it. But you have known me for many years, Stern Brightblade, and I give you my word of honor, you may trust my brother as you trust me. If ever a time comes when that is not so, may my death and his be not far behind."
Raceland's eyes narrowed at this vow. He regarded his brother with a thoughtful, somber expression. Then Tanis saw the mage's lip curl, the serious mien wiped out by his customary cynicism. It was a startling change. For a moment, the twins' resemblance to each other had been remarkable. Now, they were as different as opposite sides of a coin.